Continuing with the subject of Qalbi Saleem, we've been looking at Salah or Namaz as being the primary source of energy for the heart. And we've looked at, or briefly looked at, presence of heart and the times for Salah. Let's go ahead now and look at purification or wudu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, how can I increase my presence of heart in Salah? Very important question. He said, you must concentrate on your wudu. Now very often, we find that that is sort of, because it's a prerequisite, we hurry through it. When there is so much in this process, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you intend to do wudu, proceed to the water as you proceed to the rahmah of Allah. For Allah has made water the key to His proximity, and dua and a guide to the court of His service. Just as Allah's rahmah purifies the sins of His abd, water purifies the outer najasa or impurities. Continuing on the subject of water, he said, a sincere mu'min is like water. There was a group of Jews who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked many questions. Amongst their questions, they said, Muhammad, tell us, why are the organs of wudu the cleanest parts of the body? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Shaitan whispered to Adam alayhi salam, he came near the tree to look at it, and he lost face. He stood up and walked towards it. That was the first step to sinning. Then he took with his hand the fruit and ate of it. As soon as he realized his mistake, he put his hand on top of his head and wept. Allah accepted his tawbah, but made it wajib on him and his progeny to purify these four organs. The face to be washed because it looked at the tree. The hands to be washed to the elbows because they took the fruit of the tree. The head to be wiped as he put his hand on top of his head in regret. And the feet to be wiped because with them he walked to the tree. One of the things that is so important is to know that at every aspect of wudu we have a dua. And there's such beautiful duas. First of all, let's look at some of the if I can say mustahabat of wudu, maybe some people may call it the sunnat aspects of wudu. Use not too much water. Make sure you don't just keep the tap running and waste it. Brush your teeth, even if it be with your finger. These are all mustahabat recommendations. Before you do wudu, wash your hands up to the wrist twice. Rinse your mouth three times, rinse your nose three times. Wash your face with your right hand. Begin your wudu with Suratul Qadr and end with Ayatul Kursi. And when you begin wudu, say Bismillahi wa billahi walhamdulillahi alladhi ja'ala al-ma'a tahuran wa lam yaj'alhu najisa. I begin in the name of Allah and for Allah. All praises for Allah who made the water tahir and not najis. When you wash your hands before you begin wudu, say Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. This is the last part of ayah 222 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Oh Allah, place me amongst those who do tawbah and those who are tahir. Use this dua when you're doing ghusl as well. Absolutely amazing. When you rinse your mouth, Allahumma alkini, Allahumma lakini, Hujjati yawma alqaqa watliq lisani bidhikrik. Oh Allah, enable me to answer correctly on the day of meeting you and open my tongue for your praise. When you rinse your nose, Allahumma la tahrim ala rihi aljannati waj'alni mimman yashmu rihaha wa rawhaha wa tibaha. Oh Allah, do not deprive me from the fragrance of Jannah. Place me amongst those who will smell the fragrance, its refreshment and its perfume. When you wash your face, Allahumma bayyidh wajhi yawma tusawwidu alwujuh. Brighten my face on the day you will disgrace faces. Wala tusawwidu wajhi yawma tubayyidh alwujuh. Do not disgrace my face on the day you will brighten faces. When you wash the right arm, Allahumma a'tini kitabi yamini walqulda fil jinani miyasari wa hasibni hisaban yasira. Place the scroll of my deeds in my right hand and the certificate of permanency in Jannah in my left, and make the accounting of my accounts lenient. When you wash your left hand, Allahumma la tu'tini kitabi bishimali, wala min wara'i zahri, wala taj'alha maghluqatan ila unuki, wa a'udhu bika min muqatta'atin niran. There are such beautiful du'as, O Allah. Don't place my scroll of deeds in my left hand, nor on my back, and don't make it hang round my neck. I seek refuge with you from the blazing fire. When you wipe your head, say, Allahumma ghashini bi rahmatika wa barakatika wa afwik. Cover me with your rahmah, your blessings and your forgiveness. And when you wipe your feet, Allahumma thabbitni ala sirati wa matazillu fihi al-aqdam. Waj'al sa'yi fima yurdhika anni ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Oh Allah, keep me steadfast on the path, on the day when the feet shall slip, and make my efforts those that will please you, O the Master of power and honor. These are things that bring us closer, because it's not only an act, although it's not only an act of washing, it is a spiritual act. There is a connection with the soul, and that connection can only be done if we combine the outer with the inner. And wudu is a prerequisite for salah, but try and be in wudu for all the 24 hours of the day. When you get up in the morning, obviously you do wudu to pray, but every single time when you visit the bathroom, when you come out, do wudu. When you're angry, do wudu. See the way it calms you down. When you're looking for inspiration, do wudu. And see the difference it makes in the way you think. Inshallah, we will continue with this overview of salah.